Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, and that's what's going on right now. I want to talk about bankability and sustainability. You know, folks, not long ago there was a lot of noise and some clarity about the concept of crowdfunding. I talked about it a lot on this show. I wrote several articles about crowdfunding, which, as you know, is using technology. Crowdfunding is using technology to aggregate the funds of donors, lenders, investors, those three sources of revenue, of capital, I should say, funds, to aggregate those funds for a specific recipient or a business. So during that period, I tried to be part of the clarity. And as I said, I wrote some articles and I talked about three different kinds of crowdfunding where people contribute to a cause, expect nothing back, where they loan money to aggregators who lend money to businesses and people, and then where they actually make investments, three different kinds. And today, though, I want to talk about that second one, the lending model, because I got some new information I want to share with you. So crowdfunding lending is like the traditional kind in that that there's a request for funds. It comes with a promise of repayment with interest over a specific term. Proceeds for a bank loan comes from depositors, right? But with crowdfunding, the cash comes from people who have invested in those loans. But unlike the bank loan, crowdfunding lending is conducted almost exclusively, if not exclusively, online. Individuals use crowdfunding loans, but our focus today is on business borrowing. So it's important for me to report that the term crowdfunding is now more widely referred to as fintech. Have you seen that? You've seen that term, right? You've probably seen that term more and crowdfunding less. That's what's going on. Because the interface process from borrower introduction, from the time that borrower meets a company that can loan them money, to the debt service, when they actually pay the money back, to return of capital for the investors, all that's done on a digital platform. At the heart of the purpose of this, of what I'm talking about today, is that regardless of the funding source, crowdfunding or traditional, like a bank, interest and terms on small business loans, this is important to remember, folks, this is a little rude, but it's the truth. Small business loans are always, the interest is always higher and tighter than for any other business. And the reason is because small business loans are the riskiest loans any organization makes. It's just the way it is, and there are two reasons. Number one, most small business owners are undercapitalized. Consequently, we operate closer to closing than to surviving. Most small business owners are closer to not making it than they are to being assured of making it, and that's one of the reasons why a loan is more risky. Number two, too many small business owners don't track financial performance the properly, and they don't know whether how close they are where they are on the survival closing continuum. They don't know. That makes them a more risky loan. In the past, my standard advice to any of you has been to try to get a loan from a local bank or a credit union. You got to do that if you can, because regardless of the rate and the terms, a bank or a credit union is almost always going to have the most reasonable options. But if you must go with a fintech loan because you're not bankable, the interest rate is going to be double digits every time, probably 15%, maybe more. And as cool and as sexy as doing it online is, and I think some people borrow from fintech just because they like doing it online, there's nothing sexy about paying more for a loan than necessary. Don't do that, folks, if you don't have to. So the only reason to use a fintech is if you're unable to get a traditional loan, you're not bankable for whatever reason. And by the way, folks, I have been unbankable before. Being unbankable is associated with creditworthiness, which includes a very low credit score, a lack of collateral, unproven business model, poor cash flow, or any combination of what I just said. But frankly, when those examples apply, the business is likely in some level of financial desperation. Whenever you've got a low credit score, a lack of capital, poor cash flow, and a tough business model, there's some level of desperation there. And we know what desperate people do. They do desperate things, like paying double-digit interest just to get and keep a business alive. But since crowdfunding has morphed into fintech, another online funding option has materialized. It's called Merchant Cash Advance, MCA. These are not lenders in the traditional sense like your bank or a true fintech lender. The distinction is in how their contract provides funds, how that's worded, the contract is worded. They call the transaction not a loan, but a purchase of future receivables. This is important to remember, folks. This part right here is what I'm trying to warn you about. This detail is important because lenders, crowdfunding, fintech, and banks must comply with state usury laws, which put a ceiling on the annual percentage rate of the interest on the loan. But as they structure their funding relationship, a typical MCA loan, Merchant Cash Advance company, operates outside of usury, which in some cases means their annual percentage rate could be well over 50%. So here's some tough love, folks. You will not work your way out of an MCA transaction. If you're in desperate and you need the money, you will not work your way out of an MCA transaction because how they withdraw cash from your bank account is going to almost prevent that. They're going to do it probably daily. The fees and the interest rates they charge could be well over 50%. I've heard of 80%. And their contract includes what they call a confession of judgment, which that puts you in an extremely disadvantaged legal position from the moment you sign the contract. Folks, if you're bankable, borrow from a bank. If you aren't, maybe you need to go to fintech. But even in the very expensive fintech rates, you can work your way out of that. But here's some tough love, folks. If you find your only option is to pursue funds from a merchant cash advance source, the next step is not complicated, but it is anguishing. Go ahead and lock the doors of your business for good. You will not. The chances, as an old professor of mine used to say, the chances of you working out your way out of an MCA loan is the chances of a wax dog chasing an asbestos cat through hell. Discovering which borrowing level you qualify for simultaneously locates your business on the survival closing continuum. However rude that indicator may be, it's just as immutably pure. Be careful, folks. Your bankability will tell you about your sustainability. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.